FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be off to travel away, FC Radio.
Please.
Not right, little Frank.
Hello everybody and welcome to Moor Lane for tonight's quarter-final match in the Manchester Premier Cup between Salford City and FC United of Manchester. I'm Ben and over to my, which way am I looking? Left-hand side, it's Mr. Stato Paul joins us now.
Good
evening. Hello. Oh, wait, say that again, Paul.
Good evening.
Ah, there you are. Actually, I'm turning the wrong one up. Say again. No, that one.
Good evening.
That'll do. Sorry, everyone, by the way. We're on battery power tonight, which means it's a bit ramshackle. I'll be honest, the setup at certain Northwest Counties grounds are much better than this. So we are on battery power. So there is a good chance during tonight's broadcast that we'll go off air momentarily while I change the batteries. That might happen. It's old school, dear people. Think Norton and Stockton Ancients away in 2010. We're at that stage of broadcasting this evening. Swampy is here as well, and we'll get Swampy's thoughts in a second or two to tonight's game. The teams are now out on the pitch, so we'll give you team news. And what headset are you on here?
I'm on this one.
Oh, goodness gracious, that's awful.
I know, but it's distorted.
Yeah, it is distorted, but that's not a problem.
So, team news. I have already apologised, by the way, for the quality of sound, the fact the batteries will die during the game, and the fact that the
but we won't die.
It's just carnage. Go on, anyway, team news.
Team news. Well, it's nice to see. It's taken, what, I think, well, the 16th game of the season, including cup competitions, and it's nice to see Sam Baird eventually getting a start this evening. So that's one good positive. Kieran Glynn starts this evening also. I think Tom Greaves has done the right thing. He's put himself on the dugout, so therefore he's going to be instigating things from there this evening. And I'll give you the teams in general, actually, all the way through. And good evening to you, Paul.
Good evening.
And I'm going to start with the FC team, and I'm going to give the benefit and the opportunity for you to give the away team.
That's nice.
Or the home team, I should say, as FC and I being
no,
the away.
Feel free.
Okay. FC United lineup. It's Alisson, number one, Joel Senior, number two, Sam Baird, number three, Scott Kay, number four, number five is Danny Brady, number six is Matty Hughes, number seven is Michael Jones, Kieran Glynn, number eight, Conor McCarthy, number nine, Jason Gilchrist, number 10, and Tom Walker, number 11. On the bench, it's Linfield, Logan, Frank Bowler, Palmer, and Greaves. FC played in red shirts, white shorts, and white stocking. No, they're not at all, at all. I'm looking at the Salford team because I'm always so used to it in red. FC United playing in blue shirts, blue shorts and blue stockings. Over to my comrade to the left-hand side to give you the home team.
OK, Tony Aguiar in goal, Jake Beasley is two, Josh Agnew three, Dan Thornton-Edwards four, Michael Nottingham, the captain, is five, Mark L. Foles six, Don McHale seven, Mark Shelton eight, Manu Dia-Servin nine, Anthony Dudley ten, and Emmanuel Ogunrendi 11.
Well, this game underway, we'll give you the substitutions. FC United being bullied very early in the game, and Brady was stronger, and eventually FC can clear the lines, and the ball's picked up on the left hand side by Walker. He's having to defend, and he plays inside of 1-2 with Hughes. Hughes's ball from Kieran Glynn was excellent, and Kieran Glynn's distribution was good as well, and he wins the ball back now, ball the outside of the boot. Good football from FC United, starting down the left hand side. Here's an opportunity, bombing down the left hand side. We're in the opposite final third as FC United now down the left hand side into the penalty area they go. It's Conor McCarthy with the number 9 shirt trying to hustle and bustle his way through, and it's going to be a throw into FC United of Manchester. The referee wanting to have a quick word with a couple of players, and that's been sorted out, and the ball into the penalty area. It's with McCarthy back to goal, gets himself another throw in. As I say, we're in the on line with the 18 yard area, what seems an eternity and a mile away from the actual action. But
I figured it was good to be near the away following tonight.
Well, FC United again now, far left hand side. It's miscontrol this time, and There's going to be another throw-in to FC United. Actually, it is. He's miles away, it seems, over there as Hughes takes over. Very deep. He plays it inside to Michael Jones. Jones balls a 1-2 there. Good football from FC United of Manchester. Playing some tricky stuff on that far left-hand side. It's all staying over there at the moment. Another throw-in to FC United of Manchester. If the game finished now, FC United would have won by 6-0. As the ball thrown in towards the halfway line to Kay. Kay needs a real professional performance this afternoon. Showing the youngsters how to do it. As a ball given away, but it's back on the left-hand side with Hughes, and Hughes shows too much, and Dilly's on the ball, and here comes Salford on the halfway line. The ball chips onto this near touchline now. Can it be kept in play? Well, it's a little bit too much for the number 11 there.
So you were saying, Manny Ogurudu. You were saying, Paul, that how young the Salford side is.
I reckon they've got three or four regulars in, and the rest are academy players.
Well, there's no question about that. There's only a few recognisable names and faces. And it'll be a test for Salford's youth, but equally FC United struggling in division as Kay plays the ball back to Sam Baird, making his debut this season, looking for some support. Wearing the number 3 shirt, plays a nice ball out left hand side to Walker. Walker shows a little bit too much of it, but he forces to Hughes. Hughes can't afford to Dilly on the ball. He does in his time, but it's poor control initially by Kay, but he does well there, being hustled by the number 11 for Salford. But FC United now with Jones with the ball again. In fact, it's Walker. Walker's ball's a poor one, and he's giving it away, and Brady didn't know whether to come for it or go for it, and he didn't either. And there's a penalty area now with the number 9. First time shot comes in, and it was palmed away by FC's goalkeeper. The number 4 coming out of nowhere there, Dan Thompson-Edwards. And
fine shot.
Well, it was an awkward save for the goalkeeper, and FC United, after early pressure in the opening minutes of this game, concede a corner. And well, the FC supporters and faithful behind the peninsula success starts here stand.
Just as soon as we get a plug socket.
The Pepsi goal.
Left footed corner is going to swing this in behind three or four players. Number 6 on the end of the edge of the penalty area. Should have done better with that. And Markel Foles, well, he found himself in loads of room. The ball went behind everybody, and he headed it downwards, and it was well wide and out for a goal kick to FC United of Manchester.
Just to let everyone know, if we do cut out or anything happens, do get in touch with us either by the forum or on Twitter at FCM Radio, or get in touch with us anyway. What's cool. The text number, by the way, Swamper?
It's 07596104122. That's 07596104122. Has the ball over the halfway line. McCarthy doesn't win the first header. He's putting the pressure on Nottingham. He's a familiar name. He's Nottingham. He's a good quality player as well. There's a McCarthy tries to go down the right hand side. Joel Senior strong in the challenge, but loses out to the number 11. But Kay's there mopping up and does well there. Kay just over the halfway line on the right hand side, plays a 1-2 to Senior. Senior hits the ball left footed. It's a ball in hope more than anything, which actually isn't too far from here, but it's all the way back to Tony
Aguirre.
It's not called hope anymore, it's called Salford Royal.
It's always been hope.
Kersal Moor in the background.
Yeah, beautiful. One of the oldest sports grounds in the country, this.
Moor Lane?
The actual site of Moor Lane.
Oh, the site of Moor Lane, yes. They've only been playing football since 1964, is it? Or 56. But the throw nearly happens for FC, but it's back in the Salford half. It's all back to the goalkeeper. He takes a touch, right-footed, charged down, but does well the goalkeeper, and the ball well over the halfway line. And FC United needs to deal with this as a late challenge. Two players collide. Referee lets play continue. Hughes looks injured and dazed, as does the Salford player, the number 7 there, Dom McHale. But it's a free kick to FC United after all that. It's taken quickly by Kay. And Kay plays it to Hughes. Hughes back to Baird. Baird takes a touch, goes back to his goalkeeper, the sensible option, all the way back to there. And on the right-hand side here, just below us, is Danny Brady. I did expect Brady perhaps to be in a centre-half role this evening, but he's more
good
out.
Turn.
He's playing more out the right, and a lovely ball by Jones. Michael Jones with a wonderful ball, and he plays into the left-hand side. It's Walker. Walker can get past the number 2 there. Beasley does well there, and is it going to be a corner? No, it's going to have for a goal kick. But again, you see an early a bit of quality there from Michael Jones, Paul. We know that he's got that in his locker all the day.
As we said on Saturday, more game time for Michael Jones, please.
Yes, of course.
Otherwise, he's not going to develop.
He should have played a lot towards the back end of last season. He should have started this season. And if he'd had that back end of last season and a whole start now, different. I think we're in a different situation.
It's like against Stockport County, you finish the game, like, and you think, well, why hasn't he started this game? But
well, it's a goal kick. It's a header, a free header on the halfway line. FCD with the second ball. Jones just with the ball, plays it inside, but Glyn takes over. But the outside of his boot from Glyn was a lovely little ball in, trying to bring in Gilchrist, but didn't quite come off for him. And FC United still have it though with Glyn as Glenn. He tries to slip the ball through, but unfortunately doesn't come off for him. And it's an opportunity now down the far side of the ground with Don McHale. Cuts inside, plays a 1-2. There's Kay. Kay's intercepting and puts Mark Shelton under pressure, enough so to actually gain the throw in. As FC United of Manchester now on the far left hand side, just taking the time, thinking of who's going to take this throw in. And well, a good group of support here this evening for FC. In fact, it's not a bad, considering it's a cup competition, it's got a decent sized crowd here. As Hughes now deep in his own half on the left hand side, swings the ball over the top. It's a chase on, but it's a comfortable header there for Michael Nottingham, the captain this evening. He heads it clear and throw into FC United Manchester.
8 minutes gone.
And the ball thrown back to the halfway line for Hughes. Hughes can maybe spread the play. He has Brady on the opposite right hand side, but he's just holds the ball. He plays an awkward ball towards Jones, and Jones loses out, and it was a poor ball from Hughes in all fairness. And here come Salford looking to spread the ball. Lovely ball on the outside of the boot, right hand side into the penalty area. You go, can they get the shot away? Yes they can, but it's into the arms, and a good save from FC United's goalkeeper. But that was all Hughes again, just dillying and not being composed enough on the ball, Paul.
Yeah, his distribution is not up to the standard, is it?
Well, here comes FC United now with Gilchrist. Gilchrist has a shot from distance. It's comfortable for the goalkeeper, but it's
curved in the air, didn't it?
It stung him. It's a lovely ball, crossfield ball down this near touchline, and the number 11 gets beyond, or tries to get beyond the senior. Senior, well, he was a yard behind him for pace there, and he managed to catch up eventually. And the touch really from Manny Ogorundi just helped him a little bit, but he's defended the ball well, and it's going to be a corner ball. What's interesting to note tonight, Joe Logan's actually on the bench, isn't he? So might have been tempted to start with him this evening, but it's a corner ball to Salford. Towards the back post it goes. Free header again at the back post there, and the number two, Jake Beasley, got to do a lot more with that ball there than he did. He just heads it nonchalantly over the bar, but again, it was poor defending from FC United, and perhaps they should have capitalised upon that, Paul.
I think they were marking space there rather than men.
Well, what's that, Frank? About space.
Space?
Yeah, Frank Sidebottom, about space. That's a quote you always say.
Space is ace. There's only one thing better than space, and that's more space. And
what about dead space?
Goal kick.
You carry on a second. Just got a text in there. That's a... been sorted, had a look at that, and we've got a throw in to Salford on the far side of the ground. Everybody bar half a dozen supporters on the unofficially non-finished end, which we were going to be at, as FC United's Baird has to be strong there. He gets a push in the back, and he has to stand with his man now, and he takes him out of the area, which is good. But here's another opportunity for Salford at the edge of the area. Good touch control there by Shelton, because he's got the shot away. Yes, he can.
Good save.
Oh, and a wonderful save from FC United's number one there, going to his right-hand side, and he'd have to palm it off the crossbar and out for a corner ball. But again, it was a lovely little effort from Mark Shelton. He just got himself a little bit of room.
Two good saves already from Allinson. There's certainly a warning there that what's coming if we don't pull ourselves together defensively.
Well, again, it was the ball over the top right-hand side. It was a chase on for Baird, a first game for FC this season, and it's going to be a tough ask of him this, but he's got the quality and the minerals, as they say. Is now McHale outside the penalty area, right hand side, takes it towards a byline, two players around him, and good defending from FC United there. It was Kieran Glyn back defending well, and FC can break now the right hand side.
Ball, okay.
Good ball from Kay to Brady well over the halfway line, right hand side, needs to cut inside and deliver a decent ball, but he just taking it slightly too long. But Jones picks it up, plays it to Kay plays the ball to Walker, simple ball across field. It's a poor one, it's cut out very, very simply, and FC United have to defend it now, and there was a challenge by Glyn, although he didn't touch the player, the intent was there. The referee saw that and brings it back for a court, for a free kick on the halfway line. When you look at the team tonight, FC United with what, 1, 2, 3, 4 players under 20 starting, and just gone to sleep a little bit. The number 4, Edwards, plays the ball down the right hand side. Lots of room here now as an opportunity. Back defending FC United, but the ball in the area. They need to get a shot away for the home team. First half shot does come in, and it is scuffed.
I thought he was offside
by Don McHale.
I thought he was offside when that ball was played through there, you know.
I don't think he was, to be honest. But
no, technically he wasn't, but yeah, he was.
Technically he wasn't
officially,
offside.
Officially he was onside, but I'm right in line with it, he was off.
Well, so was the assistant
Did
referee.
Did he wave me flag? Yeah, but unfortunately the linesman was also off. Way
the
behind.
The assistant referee, I think you'll find he's called nowadays.
You have to earn your titles.
No, they are the titles. Officially, they're the titles.
If he's not up to the job, he doesn't get the title.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a guy, isn't it?
He's a masquerading person.
We've had just over 13 minutes, 0-0 here. If you just joined us, good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by constructivecoding.com, the Armchair Army, brothers and sisters, revolution groups from around the world. If you're in Belgium and you have been released by the police, congratulations. As the ball out for
is
a throw-in.
Is that what your text message from your dad was about?
Wasn't from, I don't know, from your dad. That's FC again, just got to sleep at the right-hand side. Salford come, cut inside to the penalty area, can get the shot away. They play it out to the back post again. First-time shot comes in again.
Another save.
And it's a goal kick. But, Dan Thompson-Edwards is getting to those shooting positions, and FC United aren't closing him down on the edge of the area there, and perhaps that was another golden opportunity.
Paul?
What?
You've got something to say?
No. I was just admiring the.
He's got that glint in his eye, like he's got something really comical to say.
Say it, Paul.
I was letting the Belgium thing ride, but you know.
It's all right. Let him waffle on. Yeah. Hey, waffle, Belgium.
Good one.
Hey.
That.
Okay. Well, we get beat here today. We're up a creek. Pity they've got a player called Frambois.
That is a shame.
But. Which is a good creek, actually.
Anyway, a bit delirium, eh?
Hey!
Hey!
Oh. Don't bounce around, there's too many tremors.
That was stellar, that.
watch that series, what was he called? He used to be on Nevermind the Buzzcocks, Simon Amstel. Anyway, FC are giving the ball away as it's back in play, but they have the ball back, and then they give the ball away again on the halfway line. Now with Nottingham, the skipper, plays the ball out right side. Just over the halfway line they go. Here comes Jake Beasley. Plays a 1-2 with a number 10 there, Dudley. Looking for a lot of movement. There is actually a lot of movement in this young team from Salford. And at the moment, they are certainly the better of the two. Say that.
Good, well done.
Good commentating, curse. The ball out for a throw-in. Josh Askew there. Couldn't quite get on the end of it. And it's a throw-in to FC United. Directly in line with the 18-yard area, just below us. It's back to FC's goalkeeper. Takes a little touch, plays it across left hand side now to Hughes travels about 20 yards and then chips the ball down the left hand side, flicked on by McCarthy. It was an awkward ball from Hughes. McCarthy couldn't really do anything with it and it allows Salford to come away with it again. Two passes and they're basically on the halfway line. Picked up by Askew, nice ball to the feet of the number 11. Does really well, holds the ball now. Good overlap play again. Askew comes in there. It's a great ball to the penalty area. Headed away by Baird and then picked up by Walker. Walker now hits the ball on the outside of his boot. And McCarthy was looking for it and wanting it, but just couldn't get on the end of it.
He just slipped just as it was heading towards him.
I think, Jones has been in the game quite a lot, but we need to get the likes of FC United and Manchester's Kieran Glynn and Walker into the game more, don't we? That's the ball halfway line. There's a handball. Surely referee. No, he lets play continue.
Oh.
And then there's a man over the right hand side. FC United have been dragged across into the penalty area. They go. Good defensive eventually there by Hughes. But the thing is, there's a handball on the halfway line which has no advantage to FC, and it gives the full advantage to Salford. They're expecting the free kick to be given. They don't. The ball's played out wide right. And at the moment, left hand side, we're finding that Walker's been out of position on three or four occasions.
Well, Senior's doing his job in here at right wing back, but. It's a new system, to be fair.
What's the system, Ben?
It's 3-5-2, Swumper.
You think so?
Ish.
It's a 3-5-2-ish, more 4-4-2-ish. as the ball on the edge of the penalty area again. There's a shot coming in. It goes past three, and it's
good hands
again from FC United's goalkeeper. It was a comfortable save. He had to get down, but he's had to make three or four of those. And then he clears his line to the halfway line, and it's straight to a red shirt. No one there really from FC. He had the face of goal. And County, I keep saying County, but
Greater Manchester, my friend.
And the ball with Shelton. Shelton cuts inside, looks for some support. Plays it back to the halfway line to Edwards. Edwards then nearly gives the ball away, but quick thinking there from the Salford centre half. And they can come away with it again. Over the halfway line they go. Controlled and
by Brady.
Good turn, but good play there by Brady. Is now Kieran Glynn. Can he show the quality? Plays the ball out wide right hand side. That's a decent ball. And McCarthy can get on the end of it. Now he keeps it head up. McCarthy plays the ball inside. Kieran Glynn, first time shot comes in. Oh, it's parried away by the goalkeeper.
Good stuff from Glynn.
It was. He carried on the move. He started the move. Glynn. He played the ball out wide right hand side. McCarthy, first time ball played in there was Glynn. And he's actually whacked it. Perhaps the only thing you could say is he wanted to play hit it across the goalkeeper opposed to actually at the near post.
Yeah, at least he put some venom in it.
What's this?
Why are you waving to a mascot, Ben?
Because I wanted you to wave back at me.
Well, there's a corner coming in for FC United. Manchester chips towards the back post. Keeper comes out. It's a poor clearance, but there's a red shirt on the end of it and a nice cultured ball out. Sends Salford on the attack. Down the right-hand side they go, but this should be a ball for FC's goalkeeper. He plays it awkwardly from Kay. Kay played it to the keeper. Keeper played it to Joel. Senior cleared his lines, and then FC have given the ball away. Picked up now by Edwards. Edwards being a hustle and bustle, but a number of opportunities out for the number eight, and again Mark Shelton trying to get the shot away,
well,
and
done.
Brady keeps the ball in play because it was going out for a corner.
Not so
two,
good.
Two slips there from two FC players, and good ball to the penalty area again. Flicked across there by the number 11. Who's on the end of it? Well, it's gone out right across the other side now, and it's Don McHale. McHale on the ball. Can he get the ball into the area? Yes, he can. Finds a number 9 in acres of space. Can he get shot away? Yes, he can. And to be honest, does a worthy. Should have done better.
Well, it's a good turn in volley. Go on, sorry.
Do you know we're finding more red shirts tonight than we did on Saturday?
Ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba.
He's here all week, kids.
And we're back on Saturday for Telford.
Yes.
Where we'll have a plug socket.
I thought we were.
I think you're a couple of weeks off.
Yeah. I was enjoying that Saturday, this Saturday as well. I had it all planned.
He just wants a Saturday off, basically.
I was going to go to another game. I was going to enjoy it. But anyway, I'll be enjoying FC instead. It's a ball given away this time by FC, but the one ball back with Glynn. Glynn's first touch. Oh, Cruyff turn. Absolutely wonderful there. A lovely ball down the left-hand side to Gilchrist. Gilchrist now, he's got McCarthy in the penalty area. Joe Senior coming up towards the back post, and there's where Senior is. Has found him. Senior now needs to get a decent ball. 1-2 there.
That's
and it's a
ball.
Ball. Paul, and he needs to get back and hurriedly get back. What a bit of football skill, though, from Kieran Glynn. And FC United now back on the halfway line, having to defend. It's a lovely ball through the middle, but Hughes intercepts it well. Even intercepts it. I mean, you could intercept it, I suppose, but he intercepted it. As Joe Logan plays a ball to Kieran Glynn. Glynn now tries to go past one. He does go past one. Simple ball left hand side now outside the area. The shot come away. Gilchrist, first time shot, he's charged down. Second ball won by Stockport.
Oh, seriously, Swamper. Swamper.
We've played him so many times.
He's got hatters on the brain, hasn't he?
He has.
It's the fact that they're playing in red and we're playing in blue.
Is it the City thing that's confusing you?
Possibly.
Hey.
Stop that.
Controversial.
I've had many a conversation this weekend.
I saw.
Yeah, we've seen a few.
As FC United have to defend very deep. It's a poor ball there by Kay, and he puts a Baird under pressure, and FC United lose the ball in the penalty area. Eventually it's cleared, though. It's a touch there from FC United and Manchester's Gilchrist. He's got to get a free kick there. No, referee says play on. The ball on this left-hand side with John Askew. He'll have the overlap. He finds the overlap as well. Down the line, the number 11 goes, and it's good football and good skill by Brady. Does well there, Brady. And a nice little ball to Senior. Senior can't afford to lose it there. He takes an extra touch, as far as I'm concerned. The ball finds Jones, and it comes off Joel's heel. And it's out for a throw-in.
Winnie's been in touch. Two Swamper. FC's goalie has a name, you know.
He does, yes. Well, he knows the name.
Answers on the postcard.
Yeah, Winnie, you didn't actually tell us what his name is, though.
So there. No.
The ball back to Tony Aguirre. for Salford, and his clearance is met by the head of his defender, and they can start from the back. But an entertaining game. I mean, you're looking at the young players from FC that haven't had much football at all, showing a little bit of quality. Just, I think what we need to do is we need to be pushed up into the halfway line a little bit more, because we're affording them a little bit too much room, as now Walker, deep in his own half, does a nice little bit of football skill, plays it inside to Gilchrist. Gilchrist now opens his body, tries to play it out to Jones. Jones interplays it to Glynn. Glynn looks for a bit of support. We need a little bit of width here, and the ball eventually comes across right hand side indeed to Joel Senior. Senior, two players around him, gives the ball away, and here's an opportunity now for Salford with the number 11. Manny on the ball, plays it out wide right hand side, wasn't the best of balls, but there's a player there who will actually pick it up in Don McHale. McHale now against Walker. Walker not a natural left back, and McHale trying to get a shot away, and he goes across three players and out for a goal kick. And we have two Mannies on the pitch this afternoon, or this evening.
They've had 10 shots in 22 minutes.
Well, how many on target?
Four on target, six off.
It's 0-0 here at Moor Lane, if you've just joined us. Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome. FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCorner.com, the armchair army brothers and sisters from around the world, our great revolution groups and friends, Vimto, hot and cold this evening, and indeed the fine beverages of the northwest of England.
Paul has reassuringly said, sounds fine, the only interference we've experienced so far this evening was Steve Wood on It'll Be Off.
He's looking across thinking, what's being said about me? Don't worry. We're professionals. We'll tell you at half time. It was complimentary to us.
He got in on a complimentary. It's about a
ball now with Salford. Again, the ball, it's a lovely ball, and Brady's massively out of position there, but he looks like it. For me, it didn't look offside at all, and I don't think it did to anybody else. That, I think it was a late flag by the assistant referee, but what a wonderful ball.
That's the kind of offside we see on the Sunday with the women's game.
Yeah.
But it's like, assumed it might be offside.
Never assume.
It makes an ass out of you and Umption.
Well, the one thing FC have done, unfortunately, is they're gifting the ball on too many occasions to Salford, and Salford are actually happy to pick those balls up and trying to put FC to the sword here. It's 0-0 though, and some good early performances from the youngsters from FC that haven't played pretty much at all this season, but Salford certainly in the ascendancies. Would you agree, boys?
Yes,
thanks Ben. Goodness gracious,
I'm nicking your jokes here, Paul. Do you want to answer him?
I'll answer the next one.
Well, here comes Glynn, plays a 1-2, should be a free kick to FC United of Manchester, and they've got that at free kick as well. Kay looks to take it quickly, but chooses not to. He does play quickly. He plays it half a yard, and then Kieran Glynn with an absolutely wonderful ball. Is it? No, it's caught out by the goalkeeper, but it was the right idea. You can see what you're trying to do there, couldn't you, Paul?
Yep.
Yes.
That's the ball now with Markel Fowles. Fowles back to his goalkeeper. Long clearance there by Tony Aguirre, and ball picked up by Beasley deep in their own half, and that's what FC United have to do. They have to start putting pressure on this younger Salford team, moving up maybe 5 or 10 yards and not affording them the opportunity to move with the ball, Paul.
I think what we are is Logan Light. We need a Logan style winger to exploit.
25 minutes gone already.
Yeah.
Wow, where's that flown by?
Well, mainly down this end, I think.
Yay! There you go.
Oh, we're having a storming game, aren't we?
You're doing well, the pair of you. Yeah, I could have stayed at home. I could have stayed at home and listened. I've been in the pub and listened. As Gilchrist does well, plays the ball out left-hand side to McCarthy. McCarthy within the shooting distance. Down the byline he goes. Can he get a shot away? Well, it's good defending. Great defending there from Jake Beasley. Not only did he win the challenge, he won the ball. Then he clears his lines. But it's picked up. Well, it was picked up initially by Hughes gave the ball away, and then Kay clattered, and the referee lets play continue as FC have the ball back. I mean, he got it back fortuitously, to be honest, but Kay was clattered, but maybe his reputation precedes him. As a better ball by Hughes on the left hand side. There's a 1-2 there with McCarthy. Gilchrist, I should say. Far side of the ground, two players around him, gets himself a throw in. And it'll be. I think Walker goes across to take it. Well, Joel Senior certainly played a very high line in the right back position, but unfortunately
he was doing it on his own.
He's not getting back as quick as he should be. As well, FC United do get a corner.
The far peninsula.
Yeah.
Well, success starts here, everyone.
A left-footed outswinger. This is going to be from Walker. Walker hits the ball high, looping towards the back post. It's headed, not particularly convincingly, but they can come away with it. And Jones has to commit the free kick, and he does commit the free kick.
It's bad.
In fact, it was bad. Yes, thanks, Ben.
Well, I'm just here to help.
You're not.
I am.
That was helping, was it?
Yeah.
The listeners didn't know that.
Sorry.
They do now, though, don't they?
Sorry.
Just highlighted the inadequacies of not commentating on the halfway. If you'd got it sorted out and made sure we had
a decent
press area.
I had a plug and a table. Organised.
Yeah, but it was at Telford. This is Salford.
It was close.
Down the right hand side. In fact, is it vice chairman's just passed away, unfortunately. And a stalwart of football indeed. Is it Tully?
Win
Tully.
Come in. Is that a name?
Anyway,
sending best wishes to everyone at the club.
Certainly, yes, sir. As FC United have to defend this ball deep. It's cleared by Hughes. Not a good ball again. But it's number 7 of FC United, Manchester Jones. But he shows too much of it. And Salford's young players come away with it. And it's a good, strong challenge and a fair one. And the ball, though, back in the penalty area. And it's just finding favour. We stop with the home team. And then, a header from 10 yards out. And, Manny Deservey should have buried that. But, again, poor defending from FC, really. Just couldn't clear the lines, could they?
I think he almost contrived to keep the score 0-0 there, it looked like.
Straight to penalties, though, tonight.
Better Abba. I don't think our laptop will make it.
Will it be Abba tonight, or will it be ABAB?
Get in touch. Let us know.
Let's see if people...
There'll be people at home who go, what are they talking about?
Yeah, well, that's a new rule, ABBA. ABBA, if you don't win a game of football and it's a draw, you have to play ABBA.
The winner takes it all.
Oh, we've done all them.
We've done it. We did it.
They've been done to death. Yeah. That's a throw-in in shoes for FC United and Manchester on the halfway line, on this near touchline. 0-0 if you just joined us. 4 saves from the goalkeeper of FC United and Manchester's Allanson. He's separating, helping FC to stay on level terms. And FC United have had one real good chance, and it was a good shot by Kieran Glynn after some good work down the right-hand side between himself and, indeed, McCarthy. But the team in red have been in the ascendancy, but good defending there. And unfortunately, a free kick conceded by Jones in the middle of the park, and the referee brings it back. Martin Rawcliffe is the referee tonight, and Anthony Moore and Nick Story are the two assistants in this League Cup.
No.
Manchester.
Premier.
League Cup.
Not league.
Actually,
Premier Cup. Yeah. We won it last year, do you remember? Oldham.
I know.
We had a lovely night.
Did we?
Yeah, you had that sad face at the end where you're holding the champagne bottle, do you remember? Because
it was empty.
It was empty.
Yes, I do, yeah. Good point, well made.
Yes, it was a gripping final.
Yes. Jake Williams, the goal scorer.
Third minute goal.
And
after that,
we need to find out why Jake isn't back yet. I think he's still got a little bit of a... I did put a bit good word in him, actually, when I was talking to Greavesy.
Look, people don't need to know the influence you've got at the club.
Shh. Okay, good point well made.
Remember, you're in the shadows there.
You have to stay incontinent.
I'm not shadow on that other website, am I?
Oh.
No, please don't. No, that's not me. If anyone wants to ask who I am, can you give me your pseudonyms when you've been on Tony's Water?
Are you talking about the official forum? It's Ben Hughes.
You're Ben Hughes. I'm Steve Bennett. I've been known as Mickey's Feeling Shorts, and I'm also known as Swampy. Apart from that, no. Well, they did post once for about 10 minutes under a different name as Salford come down the right-hand side again, and it's defended this time, a throw-in on the 18-yard line.
Is that the reporter?
Jibber. Oh, 2005 jokes, everyone.
Ball whipped in. It needs to be dealt with by FC United and Manchester. It's headed away there by Brady. And Jones as well. He's been pulled all over the place. The referee's going to give a free kick at some stage. And eventually... Eventually it's like saying, well, let the Salford lads all get back
under
into
address.
Position and then give a free kick. As Baird, simple ball out left-hand side to Hughes. Hughes now needs to make sure that his possession is given away. He plays it into Kay. Kay chips the ball forward. And it's a chase off for McCarthy against Nottingham. Can he get past Nottingham? Well, he does really, really well. He puts a ball into the penalty area, and the good work he's just done, undone
two
with a really, really poor ball. As you rightly say, Senior was at the back post, and over there was Glynn as well, but unfortunately didn't come to either of them, and FC have to defend again. This ball, diagonal ball, FC's goalkeeper comes out, does really well, clears his lines, and it's a throw-in to Salford. Still 0-0 here at Moor Lane.
32 minutes
of tantalising football
played. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us tonight on Twitter at FCM Radio and Swampy's text number.
Well, FC to set the ball well with Kay over the halfway line now with Glynn. Glynn plays the ball inside. It's a nice ball. Offside decision given though against McCarthy, and it's going to be a goal of a free kick.
And we'll also be reading the Soldiers one for him, but you don't have to tell us what your real names are.
I think they should all should. As the ball right-hand side now, just in their own half for Salford. Nice touch and turn by Dudley. Plays the ball inside. Well intercepted by Sam Baird. Baird now looks to move the ball out again. There's a little bit static in front of every, you know, with the ball we have. As Jones shows a little bit too much of it and dispossessed too easily there by Edwards. But lucky for FC, the ball was a poor one. And it's back to the goalkeeper. And FC's Allison clears his lines. And it finds McCarthy, left-hand side. It's into Walker. Walker shows a little bit too much of it, has to backtrack and being impeded. Gets a throw in though. Who's on the end of it? Throw-in's taken quickly. McCarthy's come deep for it and has been pushed back and pushed back and all the way back to the goalkeeper. Allison takes a touch. And there's Big John with a pint of beer in his hand. Or maybe cider. That's cider.
Cider.
Although he's actually real, he's more of a beer drink. He's a beer connoisseur, in fact. He's a real ale connoisseur, well, is Big John.
Maybe they ran out.
I don't know, I'm just saying he's a beer connoisseur. But anyway.
I know, but I feel like he's got street cred and we're ruining it by saying he's drinking Strongbow.
Well, you said that. I've not ruined anything. You've just completely destroyed a man's career.
Might be Concord.
That's not a free kick, referee, is it? Well, he's giving it. So the number three there, John Askew, cuts inside of... Joel Senior, and the free kick conceded. And well, when you consider quite a lot of these youngsters from Salford are similar age to Joel Senior, so he's going to be on the same wavelength. They're looking for an offside decision, not getting as FC take the free kick was taken quickly, but they're giving the ball away, and Walker intercepted too easily by Don McHale. McHale now, but he gives the ball away. There's a slip by FC United's Walker. He's down injured at this moment in time, and FC United have to defend as McHale now looking for some support. Plays it in between him and the number nine. Ball chipped in and it's high and wide over the bar. Eventually Walker seems to be okay, but I mean, these lads I would have thought are training every day, aren't they, as well? They're full time.
Yeah, that's a good point, well made.
They will be, and you can see they've got, they all know what to do with the ball. They're all quite comfortable on it, and they all seem to know each other intricately well. Even though they've got a lot of youth, that extra bit of the pace, I mean, looking at the number three, John Askew,
he's anticipating
from a left back perspective against the likes of younger Joel Senior, and there's about a yard of pace difference, and that's because they took the train full time. As FC United on the halfway line win the ball with Kay, the ball back to the goalkeeper as Allison clears his lines, long clearance through the middle. That's not a bad punt, that, either. It's a good defensive header, but there's no one pushing up. That's what we need to push a higher line here and really just get into them. I mean, they're a young team, they're a good team, Salford, but you can, if you get into them and put pressure on them, close down the space, they won't get the affordability to just take the ball out too easily, and that's what FC United are affording at this moment in time. As a ball won on the halfway line by Walker ball with the outside of his boot. It's not the best of balls, and FC find themselves having to defend again at the halfway line. Joel Senior having to run all the way back. Ball through the middle, dealt with well by Kay to Jones, back to Glynn, goes past one, rise the challenge. Now here, what can he do? Looks to play a nice ball in. He does play a ball into McCarthy. McCarthy goes inside, plays it back now to Jones. Jones within shooting distance, and he takes a shot, and it was a rasping effort, but it was always going wide. But again, what you can see is every time that Kieran Glynn gets the ball, there's something looks like it's going to happen. He drops that shoulder, he goes past players, and he goes past players very, very quickly. He was strong in the challenge as well there, as the goalkeeper from Salford gives the ball away, and it's going to be a throw into FC United actually on the far side next to the corner flag. It's taken quickly, picked up by Walker. Walker then cuts inside. He might have got plays a 1-2 with Kay. Kay slips and the ball wasn't the best, and then Salford can come away with it now. FC have to get back in defending numbers quickly because they're trying to break Salford with purpose. Down the right hand side they go now, over the halfway line. Good movement there from Shelton, and good play down the right hand side. Decent delivery required. It's a decent ball as well, and the man at the back post, well, Nani was the first man that got it. Nani's on the second ball because there's two Nannies on the pitch at the moment. They've given the ball away, and Jones can maybe just or Walker should say, can just settle on the ball. He's got Jones, but hey, that's what I mean. We need to be look.
They're structured, though, aren't they?
Well, they are very structured, and we look to a certain degree quite tired. But FC United
now. Ball.
Oh, and there's an offside decision against McCarthy. He thought about it, McCarthy. He held his run, and then he made the movement. But unfortunately, it was offside, and they take it very quickly. They are very structured, but that's why we need to be getting into the faces a little bit more, stepping up to them. As the ball given away this time.
To be fair, though, 37 minutes gone. It's. It's a good game of football, this.
It's entertaining, and to be honest, it's really good watching Salford, and some moments of good quality from FC United as well. But Salford, just to watch them, it's a good exhibition of young lads playing football day in, day out. All know each other really well. There's a nice ball there by Jones. Played it to Kay. Kay now to Brady. Brady right hand side, back to Kay. Kay needs to move forward of the ball, gets a nice ball through the middle, and it's a ball basically he cuts in between two of his own players and gives the ball away. But luckily for FC, Manny's given the ball away to Jones. Jones now about 20 yards outside the penalty area, chips the ball down the right hand side. And well, Gilchrist thought about it, thought he might have been in an offside position, so he left the ball for McCarthy to run onto, but unfortunately couldn't get on the end of it. Goal kick. And the ball chipped to the halfway line, picked up now by Don McHale. McHale holds the ball well, cuts inside, looks for some movement, and he's got two players there, and two of them offside. Well, a yard offside. Referee, let's play continues. Headed away by Hughes.
Two of them.
Well, the referee there, the assistant referee not seeing the offside decision. I'm sorry.
You get nothing for a pair in this game.
No one's watching this game around us, by the way.
Well, Steve Woods is, because he's writing the match report as the ball outside the penalty area again with McHale. McHale looks for some support, finds it in the red shirt, then they chip it to this left-hand side. Here's an opportunity now for Askew. Askew, can he get to the byline? Yes, he can, does really well. Great ball into the area, flicked off the back of the head by Brady. And then cultured football there from FC United of Manchester's number 11. And it's chested down by McCarthy. McCarthy
well.
Is strong, holds the ball well. Two players around him, and he needs to try and just deliver the ball a little bit quicker so he can release FC United of Manchester. And he plays the ball within half a yard for FC United's younger
Glynn.
Kieran Glynn, and nothing he could do there. And here come Salford again, but Kay does well. He intercepts the ball. Now, Jones back to Kay. Chip forward to the feet of McCarthy. Does really well. Referee giving FC nothing at all, but so they still have the ball with McCarthy. McCarthy on this right hand side plays it inside now to Senior. Senior has the ball charged down, and it is a throw into FC United of Manchester with about 6-7 minutes of this first half to go. It's 0-0 if you just join us. So good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome wherever you are. As now Sam Baird making his season debut chips the ball towards the back post. It's headed away but picked up on the edge of the area by Walker. Walker, can he get a run going? Does really well, goes past one, goes past two, and unfortunately shows too much of the ball, and it allows County, allows Salford on the halfway line. Here they go, two players against five. FC have everyone back there. The decent ball to the near post needs to be dealt with by FC. Manny's back to go, can he get a turn and shoot? He's trying to do all sorts here, but it's Kay.
Just well played.
Stood there, watched his feet, and watched the ball, and took the ball away from him, and FC United down this near touchline. It's with Senior. Senior needs to look up and put a ball in. Goes past one, though. Goes past two. Plays the ball straight to a red shirt after all that good work, and he's run out of ideas, isn't he, the poor lad? Halfway line. Here comes Salford again. They're getting a lot of room on that right at the moment. FC's defence stretches at the moment in time.
No, that's
and luckily
ball.
For FC, the Salford ball was poor. But if we're going to play back three at the back, let's play three at the back. But Walker, although Walker may now well have just been asked to move forward.
And give them something to think about.
There's 41 minutes gone.
0-0 the score.
Is indeed. You two are good. You should do this for a living. As FC have to defend outside the penalty area again. First time shot comes in, charged down
by
well.
Hughes
got his body in the way there. He does. That's what he does, Hughes, really well. He's one of those defenders that throw his body in anywhere. As the ball from Walker plays the ball, and it should be gathered by the goalkeeper comfortably. It is indeed. And it's a throw taken very, very quickly for the goalkeeper for Salford. But there's a slip just outside the halfway line. And Kay can take over now. All good up here. Powell should be down to a match over the Christmas period. As that's Ian Sands, who's now working at Brewdog in Aberdeen. FC supporter. Good evening to you, my friend. And my local in Shanghai has gone Brewdog. The whole pub, 12 taps on, all Brewdog.
It's barking, that, mate.
There you go. Salford come again, though. Good challenge. And
That's poor referee.
Well, the referee's given FC at the moment, I've got to say, absolutely nothing. And every free kick has actually gone Salford's way. They have taken it quickly.
In the wrong position,
right.
Too.
Well, the referee has allowed them to do so. The ball chips into the penalty area, but it's into the arms of FC's goalkeeper. But he has been, in that respect, it's been a little bit disappointing because he's not necessarily been quite... He's not even handed, is he, Paul?
No, I'm looking forward to the second half when we can watch our attacks from the same city.
It's renowned for being a very long and wide pitch. Moorlane.
Well, the ball back over the halfway line. Up goes Baird. Good strong header there. Headed across there by Gilchrist. Tries to bring in Kieran Glynn. Kieran Glynn's ball was a poor one, in all fairness. And it allows Salford in the left back position to chip the ball forward. And Brady needs to win the header. He wins that first header. As I see, there's a free kick. Well, hold on a second. Let me just stop a second. I think it's the first free kick.
It's 7-5 on free kicks.
7-5?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it, does it? There's Jones.
Some of them were offside.
Ah, okay. Jones plays it to Hughes. Hughes back to Allinson. Allinson takes a touch and then doesn't mean to hit the ball out for a throw-in, but he does exactly that. And it's taken quickly by Salford. Salford play the ball forward again, but it's caught out by Hughes. Walker back there defending, three players around him, and the pace has beaten him, and into the area they go again. Here's an opportunity. This should be 1-0, but again from only 12 yards out. And this time it was Don McHale, who's had a really good game so far. He should have buried that boy, shouldn't he?
Well, he's had three chances. I think he looks a really good, promising player, but unfortunately all his approach work is ruined when he takes pot shots.
It certainly is.
I like that.
It's plastic. Anyway, goal kick.
That's a foul.
Well, the referee, as I say, is not giving a great deal to FC as the ball flicked on with the back of the heel there. Right hand side, here come Salford once again. Three players in the penalty area. On the edge of the area is McHale. McHale, good left foot on him, goes past one, shows maybe too much. Is he going to go out for a goal kick? It is.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Corporates.
Wasn't quite as vermin as a player down injured. He's gone into the hoardings for Salford.
Shall we do a review of the ground since we've not been here since?
The same as it was last time, apart from it's got another side to it.
It's got another side. All the corporate boxes are being used now as well.
No, he's blown the whistle.
It's had enough.
That was a bit early,
well,
wasn't it?
On that note, we're going to go off air now.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Because we need to save the batteries.
So anyway, here at Moor Lane at the moment in the... In the league, the Manchester Premier Cup.
That's the one, mate.
It's Salford City 0, FC United of Manchester 0.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
Brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
Welcome everyone back to Moor Lane for this Manchester Premier Cup quarter-final encounter between Salford City and FC United of Manchester. It's 0-0 at half-time and the teams are now back out.
Can you pass me my team sheet?
Yes, I can. Just to let everyone know, just a reminder, we are on battery power this evening, so if we do cut out, it will only be momentarily, because I'll have to get the screwdrivers out. We'll have to get the screwdriver out and change the batteries. So if we do go off, it'll only be for a second or two. But hopefully it'll be fine for this second half and penalty shootout at the end, Paul.
Yeah, well, we believe the draw has been made.
It has, yeah, and it will be either Hyde United or Chorten and West Didsbury away.
Away?
Yes.
Oh, we've done West Didsbury. It's nearly as bad as this.
Do you want us to reenact the draw?
It would be great to do Hyde, wouldn't it?
Number one, Salford City. At home to number two, Salford City. Oh, sorry, we'll put those back in the bag.
Is that where they went?
Oh, just to say, I do apologise to West Disby and Charlton. The last time we were there was for the County Cup final for the women's team.
Yes.
And we did actually have power that night.
We did. They're very nice people.
Yeah.
Bit too beardy and...
If I could just take a picture of you tonight, that'd be lovely, wouldn't it?
Why?
Well,
you'd fit in
I'm
well.
I'm just saying you're the archetypal West Didsbury and Charlton fan.
Well.
I met two of them the other day, actually. They were in a bar we went to. Yeah, they're heating up, weren't you? A West Didsbury and Charlton fan. And he was exactly how I'd picture.
Exactly, yes. Well, he's actually a Huddersfield Town fan, but that's his local team. And Connor, lovely gentleman, as we get this second half underway. So semi-final beckons as F United win the ball on the halfway line. Brilliant play there by Keringlin. Cuts inside, nice little ball to Jones now looking for the ball to McCarthy, back to Gold as well, plays it back to Keringlin. Glynn now with a choosing opportunity, he tries to bend it round the wall, but unfortunately it comes off a defender and it allows the initially the home team to come away with it. But Michael Jones now plays the ball to Kay back now to Keringlin. Beautiful ball on the outside of the boot. It's an opportunity for
FC
United of Manchester's McCarthy getting to the end of it. But what a ball on the outside of the boot there from young Keringlin.
What's a through ball?
A through ball. That's a Salford thing usually, isn't it?
That's what you say. I said through, you said through, didn't you? Well, that was a good start from FC United of Manchester. Come out of the traps very, very quickly. As the ball halfway line right hand side with Joel Senior. You give the ball away though, Senior, to the impressive Don McHale. And Salford can start on the far left hand side with Josh Askew. He's a good player as well. Plays it back to his skipper, Michael Nottingham. Nottingham left footed, chips the ball forward. It's a poor ball out for a throw in though to FC United of Manchester. 0-0 if you've just joined us. And you've probably just heard the news. A semi final beckons for either of these two teams. They'll be either away at Hyde or indeed Didsbury and Chorten.
West Didsbury and Chorten.
It's rather selective.
All right, then.
Didn't catch on in East
Didsbury. Not in your neck of the woods. It'd be like Burnage
West. Burnage Metros.
Burnage Metros, West Didsbury, wouldn't it? Something like that. Anyway, ball back in play. Good play there by Keringlin again. Brings it down on his chest. Plays it back to the ball. Call of Salford, give us a song. Is the ball high in the air, looping there from Anderson, and it's going to be a throw into FC United Manchester City? No, it's not. It's going to be a Salford City ball, and everyone expected an FC ball, but not given. FC with the ball on the halfway line again. It's with Kieran Glynn, cuts inside, two players around him, and he's trying to hustle and bustle the ball back. And are we going to get a throw into FC this time? Yes, we do. Taken quickly, Jones picks it up. Shows a little bit too much of it, but has the ball back, and then another throw-in ensues. Well, we started off, didn't we, in the first 15 minutes with about six throw-ins in consecutively down that side, and we're now doing exactly the same thing. As Jones wins it, then loses it, wins it back, plays the ball inside. It's the best of balls, but he does really well to just show a little bit of quality there. This final ball, final delivery, unfortunately, he's out for a goal kick, and... Salford can start from the back.
I'd like to see more shots on goal from distance, you know. We've not had any.
Well, it's been those days of Hollywood are long gone, aren't they?
The Hollywood era.
Mandy, what if he still listens?
No, he's too busy doing Bake Off. As goal kick taken from Salford, halfway line the ball is won by FC United of Manchester. Force for Glynn. Oh. Glynn with the outside of the boot, a wonderful ball as well. But the keeper's going to come out and just put the pressure on McCarthy, and it'll just roll out for a goal kick.
Looking at South Post result, it's more like Bunkoff.
No, it's metal, that.
Is it metal?
Metal. I like it. It's a nice design.
It is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes. The list hasn't got a clue what we're talking
it's
about.
It's like 60s Star Trek.
There you go. It's Ben's dress. He's actually coming in a dress, a metal dress.
I'm dressed up like a horror tonight.
A who?
A horror.
Oh, well, okay, fair enough.
Careful how you say that.
Especially with that Salford accent of yours. And the first person you bumped into tonight, Ben, wasn't it? It was your old school teacher.
Your old French teacher, yes.
He always seems to pick you out very quickly.
Well, I was a model pupil at school.
Because you're the only person at school. That's why. You're the only person that went. And it's the ball on the halfway line, and good play there, great play there by Jake Beasley. Just skinned Walker just outside the penalty area. Can they find the number seven? They can, and it's McHale on the ball now. Back to goal. Looks for some support, finds it in Thompson Edwards. Edwards' first ball into the penalty area. It's headed away by FC United Manchester. Ball on the halfway line. Should be picked up by Mark Shelton. Plays a nice ball out left hand side, with a little bit too much on it though for John Askew. Well, he asked enough of him, but he didn't know what to do with the ball. Very poor there.
You were trying.
I was trying. Yeah, very trying.
He's probing then, wasn't he, Paul? He didn't quite get there. Who knew? Ash knew.
There you go. Thanks, Ben. Well, if I wrote these things down pre-game, a long clearance, high in the air. McCarthy can't get to the end of it. Nottingham has to come across. He's got some pressure there from McCarthy, but the ball played out wide right-hand side. Gives a little bit of breathing space for Jake Beasley. Right-footed, plays the ball up. A nice ball to the midriff, but good defending there by Sam Baird. Baird plays the ball inside to Kay. Kay, two plays around him. Does well to the halfway line. Little flick on there by FC United matches McCarthy. And here comes Kieran Glynn. Two players around him. Can he get a shot away? When he thinks about it, he's being hustled and bustled, and he plays the ball out wide right-hand side. Ball into the penalty area, corner ball, FC United of Manchester. But good football there.
Again, just a shot though.
I think you're right. You were looking really for Kieran Glynn to maybe unleash a shot there, Paul, but didn't quite.
It's the sharpness maybe missing from not playing enough games. You know, this is the problem. Too many players have sat in the stand for too long.
They certainly have. And Steve Wood thought he was coming here this evening to do some commentary. I'm afraid he's had to sit in the stand as well. As the corner comes in towards the back post, the ball goes, an opportunity, he's headed across, and it's behind everybody there. That's not a dangerous ball, it's not a dangerous play, referee, that's poor referee.
It was a high boot anyway. Add to that, he's actually in the air with a high boot, he's a centre-back, so he's quite tall to begin with.
Okay, yeah. Ben.
He didn't take his boot off and throw it at the ball.
Just to say, the reason why we've not got Steve Wood is because there's a bit of distortion because of the battery power. Imagine Steve Wood with this level of distortion.
It's a very good point, well made. Well, Steve's also doing the
match report
as well, so I mean, it's very hard to do two things at once. It's like scouting and watching, isn't it? Scouting and radio commentary, I'm led to believe. It's quite difficult. As Walker now plays it halfway line to Brady. Brady's ball's a decent one, right hand side to Senior. Senior cuts inside now into the final third, looking for a bit of movement from McCarthy. The ball chipped forward towards McCarthy, but it's intercepted, and Nottingham's touch lets him down. Intercepted well again by Senior. Senior plays it up to McCarthy. McCarthy plays the ball inside now to Jones. Jones' first time ball is to Kieran Glynn. Glynn's ball just tries to bring in the FC United number 10, but unfortunately it was a little bit too near for him. And now Salford can break down the left hand side, looking for an offside decision, not getting it. FC United of Manchester, the shot outside the air, he can get the shot away. Good defending there, good resolute defending from Scott Kay, but again Manny with the ball crossfield there. Well, it whips across everybody and it finds FC United's number 11, and he clears his lines and does well there. It's held up well by McCarthy tries to play a crossfield ball, and he was thinking about it. Gilchrist, should he come and try and collect it? Couldn't quite get on the end of it, and Salford have the ball back. End-to-end stuff here.
FC have started much better in the second half.
Well, the tempo's a lot higher, much better, as Kay takes over, slips the ball to McCarthy. McCarthy gets a chance now to run down this near left-hand side. plays the ball out wide right. It's a decent ball now. Is it Gilchrist? First time shot comes in. Goal! 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 We're talking about hit the target, have a shot, and FC United and Manchester's Gilchrist puts FC United and Manchester a goal up here.
Well, they've started so brightly, haven't they, in the second half? And we've been saying, pull the trigger, pull the trigger. There, it was teed up for him beautifully by McCarthy, wasn't it?
Lovely ball by McCarthy. And there was Gilchrist in a good opportunity, with a good opportunity, and he does what he does best. Front of goal, he puts it in.
And will two up front ever catch on?
Goal number 11 for Gilchrist.
Well, the call of trigger from Steve Wood. I thought they were just reminiscing about Holyfields and horses, but clearly not. And that's what he does best. Gets an opportunity. Lovely ball by McCarthy, though. Slips him in and get behind the defence of Salford, and FC take a lead. And 1-0. And they've come out, as you rightly say, a lot quicker in this second half. And looking good for the 1-0 so far in this second half. First half certainly was primarily Salford, and some good saves from FC's goalkeeper kept FC in it. Only one real save of note for the Salford number one, and that was a good effort from Kieran Glynn, but plenty of time to go here. 1-0 though to FC United and Manchester. Ben's just checking all the apparatus to make sure everything's working, everything's okay. That's a good play there by Kieran Glynn. He wins the ball and FC can come away with it now. Glynn back on that ball. Two players around him. He gets himself a throw in.
I wonder at what stage.
Ben, you look like you've lost something.
No.
Okay, yes, Paul.
I wonder at what stage Tyrell Palmer's going to get some game action, considering he was the newcomer that was touted as getting an opportunity tonight.
Well, hopefully he will get a bit of game time as Jones whips the ball over his head. Nottingham wins the first header. Second ball needs to be picked up by a red shirt. It's headed across field there by Glynn. Glynn plays it to McCarthy. McCarthy plays it back to the halfway line to Hughes. Hughes back to McCarthy. McCarthy coming more into this game, but this time he loses out on the halfway line to Dan Thompson-Edwards, who plays the ball out wide right-hand side to Don McHale. McHale now has an overlap there if he requires it, and he finds him as well, the number two now, Beasley in the penalty area. He's been afforded too much room there, and it's eventually cleared by
Baird.
Cleared by Baird.
I enjoy Manchester Premier Cup games.
For me, it's on a par with the Doosan.
No, it's
better than Doosan. I like the Doosan as well. We love them. Have you noticed something, Ben?
You love a no pressure cup tie.
I'm a little bit disturbed about. The attack, and down the right side they go. Here come Salford. It's again Mahan again in there. Look where the corner is now, where that ball is. What does that say? What's that hoarding? Right where the ball is. What's that billboard?
Vimto, do sponsorship of football billboards? We need to get on to Damien, don't we?
This is ridiculous.
Let's pull the levers of power.
What we've been doing, we've 4 years of advertising Vimto, and Salford City have got a blooming... They've gone to the wrong club.
They're dead to us.
How does that work? Vimto, we were told, sorry, we don't do it. Anyway, the corner comes in, FC have to defend the ball towards the back post. It goes. It's a good defensive header there by Brady. I'm absolutely disgusted.
To be fair to Vimto, they did give us a load of drinks to give to the FC youth. Like crates loads of
sugar free. Yeah, but I prefer a bit of cash.
So much day refreshment.
Vimto chews and all the other things that go with it, but FC have to defend the ball again. That's first time shot comes in.
Dear.
Wow, and
that's heading into Pendleton.
That's actually on its way to Salford Royal. I'm very upset about that. We need to get onto them, don't we? I'm even drinking Vimto.
Maybe you can have a chat with their people.
Otherwise, it's Ribena.
Oh no, no, thank you. Don't talk.
No, I don't really
swear.
Mean it.
Don't swear.
I don't really mean it.
Well, you meant it.
It's a negotiation.
Oh, I see.
It's a threat.
If you don't give us sponsorship,
no deal is better than a bad deal.
Okay, fair enough. The ball chipped over the top. It's a great opportunity now, and here comes Kieran Glynn. Can he make it two? Oh, he can with some aplomb. And it was Kay. The ball initially from Kay. There was nothing occurring, to be honest. Kay got the ball on the halfway line. He chipped the ball over, and Kieran Glynn, as he went to shoot, the ball just bubbled up a little bit. I thought this could go anywhere. He was calm as personified, and basically FC United, on the back of Vimto-tasticness, find themselves two goals for the good here.
Well, we could be on our way to Hyde.
Or
West Didsbury.
Or West Didsbury and Chorlton. Who do you fancy? West Didsbury or Chorlton?
Hyde.
Berkey and the 26-0 boys versus the FC boys.
Berkey won't do Manchester Premier Cup.
He will. Semi-final? Of course he will.
Have a word.
Speaking of no deals, it would be good to go back to West Hisbinshaw and see all the European Union flags again.
Yeah, fair enough. That was a great finish and a great ball by Kay.
We've been threatening it, haven't we?
Well, we've said, you know, pull usually the trigger and have done threatens. That. There's FC putting the ball on the halfway line with Jones. And what FC have done in the second half is exactly what I said in the first half. Get tight on them, get behind them, and you've got an opportunity. Again, the ball comes to the goalkeeper. This time he comes to the edge of his area and he gathers the ball. But we've actually got on into them. We're actually closing the press, pressurising, putting the pressure on them as Markel Fold plays the ball up to Manny. Manny loses out. Good challenge again by Baird. Baird's coming stronger and stronger as the game's progressed. And now here's another opportunity. And it's that man again. Kieran Glynn. Great ball across. The goalkeeper makes a great save with his feet. It was a wonderful ball. And the youngsters of FC United and Manchester just all of a sudden just start to come into their own a bit, aren't they? They're just showing a little bit of quality that they've got as they win the ball again. Jones on the ball. Two players around him. Just on the edge of the halfway line, right hand side. Oh, he goes Jones. Past one, goes past two, and then a late challenge on Kay and a free kick in shoes. Well, I tell you what,
I think the card might be coming out.
Second half from FC United is exactly what we wanted from them, and that's what we're showing, the quality. And it's a free kick to FC United and Manchester. Kieran Glynn linking up really, really well. Great second, great finish for the second. The first, though, again, great ball by McCarthy, played in Gilchrist. And the one thing, I mean, you heard what Jim Gannon said. FC United going forward are a force to be reckoned with. He said that on Saturday in his post-match. And he said, obviously, if we get things right at the back and we cut out all the fundamental mistakes that have been made through sendings-offs, and suspensions, will be fine this season. As again, the ball is played as his near touchline. Here's now Walker. Walker looks for to the byline. He gets to the byline. He showed a bit too much of it, and it's out for a goal kick. As the ball is,
but this is the thing, we're playing a mix of young players and more experienced players. It's a genuine pleasure to watch them play.
Yeah. Well, that's why I enjoyed watching Sofin in the first half and watching our youngsters, because I know what Kay's capable of when he keeps his head, and he's had a good game so far. And, you know, all round the pitch at this moment in time, FC United are working for each other. And, you know, McCarthy's leading the front well. He's doing a lot of work, McCarthy. He's not played for a little while equally, as the ball launched down the right-hand side, and it'll be a chase on for the number seven, Don McHale, and he does well there, McHale. Can he get the shot away? He looks to cut left-hand side. He chips it in.
Played Hughes.
And it's... Well, it was well marshalled and well jockeyed by Hughes there. You know, he hasn't got the pace to keep up with him. And FC just give the ball away with Brady. Who's got the end of this one this time? Well, again, it's McHale on the end of the penalty. Right footed this time, and it's high over the bar. Goal kick FC United of Manchester.
Now, this is where I'm expecting the power to start to go. So if we do cut off, do get in touch with us through the very many mediums that are available to you.
Doris Stokes.
Why? What we all want percentage?
I don't. No, the laptop will be fine. I'm in the dongle more than anything.
Oh, I see. Is there no?
I've got a power there.
Oh, you know what? In the car, I've got a big power charger thing. So they could have run off it. So I'll bring that into the grounds from now. A good header there by Brady again. Walker does well. Should be a throw into FC United. Surely it is. Taken quickly for the wrong position, but the referee lets play continue. As McCarthy then little header there to Jones. Jones dead centre slips the ball out wide right hand side. And it's now Senior. Senior hits a ball high, looping towards the back post. And McCarthy misses it, but he'll get the second ball and the return ball. Kay's there for help if he requires it, but he'll get to the byline. Does well there. Ball into the penalty area. Throw into FC United, right on the corner flag. Should we take it quickly? It is taken quickly. Walker. Lovely little touch by Walker. This time he gets to the byline. Ball comes across. Oh, there's a slight hint of a handball there, but referee lets play continue. And chested down brilliantly by Baird. And will he get the throw in? Yes, he will.
No, he won't,
actually. I thought it came off the number 11 there, but it's picked up now by Dan McHale. He's a good player, this kid. Cuts inside, and Kay, well...
Kay does what Kay does.
Yeah, and it's a free kick this time. He goes up and helps the player up. Normally he would...
Just keep his foot next to his forehead.
Are you sure? How big are your ears? Is that do you want your ears piercing?
Is that your hand? Oops.
To be fair to Kay... This is what he was like at Nuneaton, a lot more measured.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's no question the boy is a decent footballer. It's just when things go wrong, it tends to...
When things go wrong.
Free kick to the home team. It's going to be Jake Beasley to take it. Or is it John Askew? It's Askew, actually. Chips it towards the near post. It's decent balls. Great effort.
Oh, Alison, what a
point blank save by Alison there. It was a good ball in. It was a great header. And the FC United still haven't cleared the danger. Here's an opportunity outside the penalty area. The number six. Can he get the shot away? No, he can't. It's cleared by FC United. The match was a decent clearance as well by
Senior.
Picked up by Gilchrist. Gilchrist's ball's a decent ball to this left-hand side. Now McCarthy can run at the defender. Get down the byline. Go on. Keep going, son. Keep going. Decent ball in required now. He holds it. Shows a bit too much of it. Gets himself a throw-in.
Paul Hurst has been in touch. Says, my missus bought 9 litres of Vimto today. She's never been to Moor Lane. Who needs advertising?
Well, that Paul Hurst there.
Oh, yeah.
Hursty is sending us texts into the radio show about Vimto. Brilliant. He stood next to us. That's the kind of correspondence we like as FC United with K. Shows a bit too much of the ball. It is the digital age, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible.
He could have just told us that, couldn't he? But he chose to tweet it as the ball down the right hand side now with Salford. Ball chipped towards the back post. Is it slightly over? It was a man extra there if they need him, but it's good defending by Senior. And then
ball,
that's a
Jones.
Great ball there, absolutely wonderful ball from Jones, and it goes 50 yards to the path of McCarthy. McCarthy got the strength now. That's a decent ball. Should be thrown. What a ball! What a finish! And it all started with Jones deep in his own half. He put a lovely crossfield pass, and McCarthy, rather than coin inside down the left hand side, he put a ball of absolute inch perfectness into the area, and there was FC's number 10 Gilchrist. He just ran onto it and he drilled it in. 3-0.
I mean, the cross was good because it just bent outwards just a little bit, and Gilchrist's volley was true. It really was.
Wow. What a lovely evening.
What a goal.
That was a classic goal.
Absolute quality. 3 quality goals from FC United of Manchester.
See, we're only waiting until we could actually see the game.
I'm looking forward to Ed's correspondence on the phone tonight.
It's all right. Hello at Swampy. It's Greavesy. Leaping around the touchline, or stood with, or is he stood with his hands in his pockets? Adios, amigo. That's from Scarf. He's animated. That much so, he's going to bring himself on. No, he's not. 3-0 to FC United Manchester. There's going to be changes, you would expect, from Salford, as down the left-hand side they go. Senior does really well this time. Again, see what Senior's done in the second half. He's gone back to more of a defensive role and therefore cut out their opportunity to bomb down that that side. As FC United again, just slightly miscontrolled there by Glynn. Back to the goalkeeper, takes a touch, an awkward touch as well, clears his lines, and that'll go out for a throw into FC United of Manchester. But been a very, very impressive second half so far, boys. Thank you.
Yeah, I think Glenn and Mike Jones have shown.
Apparently you're showing your age with your Doris Stokes reference earlier, Paul.
Or Brady now.
Other mediums are available.
I was thinking, who's Doris Stokes?
Senior goes past one, does really well, goes past two. And then he's brought down, and it's not even a free kick. No, he's just going to throw in, or a free kick. Surely it's got to be it's got to be a free kick, surely.
Nobody knows.
Well, they do, because it's only a throw in. But, three goals and 3 goals you'll be able to see on Salford
City TV.
If they put them out.
No, they will. They put everything out.
It's all part of the dissertation.
3-0 to FC United of Manchester. Well, the first half started all Salford, and 4 good saves from Alisson, and FC United with 1 really good effort. But second half, they've come out, FC United showing a little bit of quality as Glynn goes past one, goes past two, and then gets dragged down. I mean, I've been wanting to see this for months. I mean, it's so disappointing. We could have been watching this kind of football, young players attacking, moving forward the ball at the beginning of the season. And yet it's taken 15 games for Baird to come and show his quality. Kieran Glynn's showing quality in abundance so far. You know, the likes of Gilchrist is falling onto balls, and also McCarthy's having a good game. Double substitution for the home team, and that going off is Thompson Edwards, and coming on in his place is Joe Barlow. And I didn't see who the other 15 came on, Zach Woodcock. Woodcock came on.
Yeah, the other one that went off was Thornton Edwards.
Yeah, I thought that. Yeah, I got Thornton Edwards first,
and the other one was Algin Rendy.
Corner ball, free kick to FC United. Defended well this time. Ball to the halfway line. Kay plays it to Senior. Senior chips the ball to this near touchline. Free header.
Oh,
and
oh dear!
It's got to be so
close to a corner, but not quite.
Did someone do an ER noise?
I think it's been Shrek. Shrek to the left hand side of me. Shrek just. Did you say that as well? I have the headset on, you see, so.
Ooh.
Oh, no, I think the big donkey's come for you now after that. Do you hear that?
I did, yeah. Paul the pen must have gone. It's TT started.
Wait. Well, it's all.
Hi, Gary, if you're listening. And why wouldn't you be?
But in his car, you mean?
Throwing into the penalty area. Kay makes a forward run, decent run, plays the ball outside to Glyn. Glyn goes past one. Nah. This time, three players around him, they converge upon him and win the ball back. And it's intercepted well. Jones can't get the second ball, but it's picked up by Mark Shelton. Shelton's ball is slightly overhit, and it should be a controlled header and a decent header. Well, it was initially, but FC United come with the second ball, and Kay comes across as well. See, what Kay's doing tonight is showing his quality amongst young players and setting a good example. And that's what you want. And it's 3-0. And three quality goals. It's a very much youthful, exuberant team for Salford, as you'd expect, as they're looking to... Well, they're currently top of the division, aren't they, Salford?
Yeah, as, 4 points clear.
Yeah. As Jones now, right-hand side, does well over the halfway line. Tries to play a ball. Nottingham deals with it really well. In fact, it was Michael Nottingham, deals with it superbly well. I mean, it's a very youthful team, but it's a team that train every single day. And FC United in the first half, well, showed a little bit too much respect. It's a lovely ball over the top to make it 3-1. Can they make it 3-1? They should have made it 3-1. And Don McHale, who's been absolutely tremendous, the ball was chipped over. It was a world-class ball. Just deft chip over the FC defence. McHale was there, left-footed. And he could have just taken another touch with it and then just slotted it left or right, and he's just dragged it and pulled it well, well wide, and it remains 3-0.
70 minutes on the clock.
20 minutes to go. What's more writing from Woodzo? Is that shorthand?
Do you do shorthand?
On my neck. That's just scribble. Yeah, just scribble. It looks like shorthand. He's got really short hands, in fact. He's like a Tyrannosaurus Rex. Anyway, halfway line, the ball goes up. This Nottingham, he wins the first ball. Ball flipped over the top again, and it needs to be Baird, needs to be resolute there. Wins the header straight back. See, what Baird's got is great positional sense. He's calm on the ball. He's got a quality about him. And, you know, he's not played. I think another substitution will be about to be made by FC, perhaps. As the ball hit high over the top, two FC players try to converge upon it, but Kay picks it up on the halfway line. Now, there should be a man out here wide right, but they played it through the middle to Jones. Jones 1-2 with Kieran Glyn. Nice little ball right hand side. Here comes McCarthy. McCarthy chips it towards the back post. It's an opportunity to make it 4.
Oh,
nearly Senior at the back post. Well, to be honest, Senior snuck in there out of nowhere. The defence was static. So good football on this right hand side. It's a tight angle, to be honest. And if that had been McCarthy at that end, you would expect the goal to happen, but it didn't. And it's still 3-0. And a substitute is about to be made. And Senior United are making, is it 16? Well, it says 18, that, doesn't it?
No, it's 16.
It's 16. So Tyrrell Palmer is coming on and Gilchrist is coming off. So Tyrrell Palmer about to make his debut. No, it's Tyrrell, as in Tom Tyrrell.
Tammy Tyrrell.
Live at Salford the Willows, it's the Tyrrells.
Oh, why did they knock it down, Swamper? There's no need to knock it down, was
there? Well,
the same way it's about to fall down, wasn't it?
No, it was a fine venue. Fine for underage drinking while you were at high school.
Well, my auntie wasn't happy because she used to urinate in our back garden.
I'm sorry about that.
Yes. Well, she's not. She just has the rats round there now. Goodness gracious, you can book a taxi. You get the back of it, they take you to wherever you want to go. The ball down the right-hand side now. FC United defend it. And it is good defending there from... Walker did really well, and then underplays the ball to Kieran Glyn, but Glyn's back defending well, and he did enough there to put the pressure on, and FC have the ball back with Walker. Walker plays it to Glyn. Glyn's little touch is a lovely ball inside 10 yards for Tyrrell. Now on the ball, he bombs through the middle, plays a lovely ball right-hand side. It's an opportunity to make it four. It's Senior, he's gone the wrong side of this man there.
He's a wrong player in that position, wasn't he?
But they have the ball back, FC United and Manchester. And you know what, Kieran Glitter says, I'll have it. Little ball up to the midriff of FC United. McCarthy. That was I was trying to get it out eventually, and I did.
Palmer's first touch, though, was very impressive. Slide rule pass, spot on.
Man, he's got good upper body strength. You can see it in him already, can't you? He's a strong lad. As Mark Shelton, tries to play the ball. As Kieran Glynn down injured, and it may be cramped that, and he'll need some support and some help. And it will be. It's not a surprise, is it? Let's be honest. And the referee, come on, referee, help him out. Just get one of your players to do it.
Cramp.
Yeah, of course it's going to be cramp. He's not played, has he?
No, so that's what I mean. It's ridiculous. 73 minutes. He's got cramp.
It's very rare he's played this long.
What would he be like if he started in August?
If he started in August, he'd still have cramp. No, don't worry. All we can say is, in all fairness, though, he's probably kept fit and healthy because of the nutritional content of his diet, owing to
jam and crackers.
Jam and crackers.
Coming off.
Yeah. Well, I think he's right to do so. 72 minutes. He's been excellent. He really has. And an opportunity maybe on Saturday. That performance again. You know, another game under his belt. An opportunity to a good training session on Thursday. Should be in the reckoning for Saturday. You'd expect
Logan coming on.
Put it this way, what do you mean, no? Irwin's back on Saturday.
A good
that doesn't mean that he can't play in place of other people. I've seen stranger things happening. People going goal for FC United and Manchester. I've seen the smallest man on the pitch in two games for FC United, and one get low from 30 yards. One was Dave Birch. Remember that one?
Stamford.
That's Stamford. Oh, what's he? What's Birch in there? Oh, he's just been low from 40 yards. Oh, brilliant.
Oh, took me back to primary school, that.
Anyway, it's a prerequisite as FC United have to defend on the far right hand side. The ball back by Brady to his goalkeeper, who clears his lines. That might actually hit our car.
Did you see that? Our car. Well, it's like a married couple.
It might as well be, Ben. You have more.
Estelle said something really sharp to me. It's like, oh, we'll be with you, won't we? Or something
with
like
you.
His other wife.
His other wife. I've got a work wife, I've got a football wife, and I've got a wife. In fact, my only wife isn't my wife. Another substitution, it's the number 10 coming off, Anthony Dudley. And coming on is the number 12,
Moncrief.
Kamir Moncrief. He should be on the Orient Express, shouldn't he? Austin Reed.
Hello?
Austin Reed, Jackie, you carry on.
Salford over on the offside. Right, carry on.
Nice Austin Reed. I had the Burberry on yesterday. Full three-quarter length Burberry. Oh.
We should compensate amongst the supporters more often. We can have these random chats.
I think it's from Bottom Market. Certainly wasn't brand new anyway, I can tell you that.
Oh, I had a lovely bacon bun from Stockport Market, by the way.
When?
On Saturday. At Stockport Market. I had a bacon and mushroom bun. It was lovely. And I was accosted on the way through the door by somebody asking, Ben, can you get me a team sheet? It's like a celebrity lifestyle.
Well, there you go. He's talking about bacon balms with.
I didn't know the bakery did team sheets.
Yeah, does the bakery do team sheets? another substitution about to happen for FC United and Manchester. Everyone just stopped talking and just having a bit of a chat. And
Senior's coming off.
Linfield coming on. Joel Senior coming off. Much improved second half.
Definitely.
And, Hyde United.
West Didsbury.
West Didsbury and Chorlton. Come on, of course I'll fit there, yeah.
Thomas.
Hyde might be easier because they've only got 11.
That's
but the other team, they've got 22, haven't they?
K switches play to this near side.
No, he doesn't at all, Ben. It's Walker. Walker's on the ball here. Walker going past one, cuts inside. Nice little touch on one, two. Make it four. Oh, it should have been. It was an absolute wonderful back heel from McCarthy to let Walker run onto that ball. But again, good football. And the best thing about commentating is when you're not even watching, you can commentate and it still sounds average. 3-0 to FC United, if you've just joined us. Good evening, good afternoon, good morning and welcome. FC Live brought to you, as always.
Kieran James has been in touch to say, come on FC.
Oh, we've been off, by the way, but we're now back
on. Yeah, we're back on.
Do we know how long we were off?
It would have been 10 seconds because it automatically reconnects.
So you're not missing anything, really.
Yeah, it just came. But the big red has just said back on, and there's a player down injured for FC United, Manchester.
Isn't...
Well, I don't think this team are actually technically top of the league, are they?
It's been a long season so far. Let us have it.
I think they've enjoyed their moment of fun tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
There's a good crowd here tonight. I mean, good crowd.
When we come here over Christmas time, we're probably not going to get the same joy, are we?
Well, you never know.
Unless they put the same team out.
There's been stranger turns of form.
They have indeed. We're just waiting for the free kick to be taken. The injury is okay. The player's okay. And, well, there must have been a yellow card in there because the referee let play continue. As if he might have made another substitution without us even knowing. Is Joe Logan's on?
Yeah, Logan came on before. Yeah,
did he win?
He missed it.
For Glynn.
When Glynn went down with cramp, yeah. Logan came on.
Oh, I didn't see that. I do apologise.
You were too busy talking about Bury Market.
That wasn't. They were talking about Bury Market. I was talking about other things. But anyway, Black it's 3-0. We're talking about jackets. Austin Reed is
vegan
again,
black pudding.
Don McHall.
What would that be like?
What's that?
Vegan black pudding. Oh, why did I say that?
You can get it.
I don't really want to know.
You can get it, can't you? A Bury Black Pudding Company. There's a ball into the penalty area. FC United defend it. Good defensive header again by. Sam Baird on the ball. I'm going to give you a critique a little later on of the films I watched last night as well.
The dad with the boots on.
What a ball, Jones.
By Joe. That was the outside of his boot from 45 yards.
This coming here, by the way.
Oh,
nearly had the ball.
By the way, you were critical of me at Buxton because I pounded me the ball away. Yeah. When I had a plate of chips in my hand as well.
They were worth throwing away, them chips. They were awful.
I like the kitchen at Buxton.
Jake Williams isn't there for the chips.
The ball actually rolled up the tunnel, didn't it? Rolled up the tunnel entrance and just went straight into you. And you went, oh, get away with the ball. There's Logan now. Two players around. Oh, nice little touch there by Logan. Ball whips it to the penalty area. Doesn't beat the first man. But it's a miscontrol. Here's an opportunity.
Oh, Linny.
How many hours did Linny wait there for the ball to bounce?
It's a throw-in. That's the main thing. FC have made all the substitutions now.
10 minutes to go.
10 minutes to go. 3-0 the lead. And
dreamland, everyone. Dreamland.
Semi-final. Do we know what date the semi-final's on?
It'll be in the new year, I think.
January, probably.
The ball played in. Logan. Control lets him down. Second ball should be picked up by a blue shirt, but it's not. It's picked up by Salford City. Nice touch and turn there. And a lovely ball down the left-hand side for the substitute, Moncrief, to run onto. Moncrief now. He's got to get past Brady. Goes one way, goes another way. Can he get the shot away? He plays it inside. Awkward ball. And Salford's still trying to navigate an opportunity and an opening, but unfortunately it comes to nothing. As now here's an opportunity. Only about the second time he's touched the ball, though, for Tyrell Palmer. It's a nice ball to Logan. Logan now. He'll touch this ball and go past him. Or goes past two. And then plays a great reverse ball to Linfield, who just tries to do a Kieran Glynn, but doesn't quite come off for him. And then tries a shot, and that doesn't come off for him. And in fact, he should just come off. Liddy won't mind me saying that. I love Liddy to bits. He's a cracking fella. As Jones again just sprays the play. Lovely ball from left to right to McCarthy. McCarthy has Tyrrell in front of him, but he goes past him. Eventually stabs the ball forward. It's a poor ball and it allows the opportunity for Dom McHale to come away with it. Chips the ball through the middle. Moncrief, his chest lets him down. He's chested it and puffed it out a bit too much, and it's forced to Kay. Kay plays it right hand side to Brady. Brady's ball's a poor one, and here comes Josh Askew. Askew plays a ball right hand side. That's a chase on, but who's there? Look at that. Look at Baird getting across, seeing the danger zone, getting himself a free kick. And good football from the youngster.
Tommy Greaves, the song.
Greaves, he's
coming soon to a terrace near you.
See, now what I would be doing, I'd be building that up. If I was a new manager, And I know just a part-time manager, I'd be like that, just let them keep singing it. And then when you just think, about to think, just put your hand up. As back to goal now for FC United. Match. Oh. Lovely little flick there. First time shot comes in. Ooh! And Linfield there.
What a back heel off for McArthur.
McCarthy's at, and a superb, superb second half. He's run the line. He's held it really, really well. His positioning sense has been excellent. And his distribution has been second to none. He really has had a really improved game. One of the best games he's played so far for FC United of Manchester. Really battled all the way through. Suppose he also knows now with centre forwards playing 4-4-2 or 3-5-2 that he has to be up at the races to try and get his place back. It's a good play there by Jake Beasley on this near touchline. In their own half at the moment, picked up by the 16 now. Joel Barlow to the halfway line he goes, right hand side, slips it across to Mark Shelton. Shelton plays the ball over the top. And
unlucky Baird.
Baird wins the first header, make sure he doesn't concede the free kick. And the referee actually pulled him back for the first challenge, which I didn't think was anything wrong with, to be honest. But there's an opportunity, a shooting opportunity you'd expect for Salford.
At least Salford had the politeness to put shirt numbers on tonight. Unlike the last time.
That was interesting, wasn't it? Are you going to do an interview and all that, Ben, after the game, or are you just leaving tonight?
Yeah, because it's on the way out, isn't it?
Point well made. Yeah, they still haven't dealt with the dressing room situation, have they? But no. It's the same for both teams, I suppose.
Apparently it's going to be there. There's going to be a tunnel and everything.
I would have thought so. Anyway, there's Mark Shelton, right-hand side. Can he get the shot away? Oh, that's a great effort and a great save. That was a cracking free kick. He bent it round the wall, right-footed, but Alisson was equal to it. He got across to his left-hand side, palmed it. Good strong wrists and out for a corner ball in the Vimto corner.
Salford have had 21 goal attempts but only 6 on target. That's where the youngsters have let themselves down, hasn't it? The finishing.
Yes. As the corner comes in, near post ball, it's headed away by FC United of Manchester. Poor control initially by Tyrrell. In fact, it's Jones who gives the ball away. First time shot comes in, it's charged down and cleared well by Baird again. And he gets the ball out. It's a decent ball, but miscontrolled by Linfield. Have you? Help you out, man of the match?
Jones.
Well, McCarthy's been excellent. They've all been excellent second half. McCarthy's been excellent. I think Baird's been good second half. Sit with Jones. You're very welcome. There's opportunity here for Salford, though.
Good tackle,
great
Baird.
Baird again. No, Baird. After that challenge, Baird.
Challenge of the match.
Challenge of the match there. But no.
Jones or Baird? Jones.
I think Jones, he's been excellent. He really has. But I've been very impressed with McCarthy.
Yeah.
Good captain's performance from Kay. Second half, certainly, FC United have been really in the ascendancy. They've got to defend this corner, though, with 4 minutes to go. It's near post ball. It's dealt with initially. Second ball comes in. And looking for a penalty, never going to get one. And now is a chase on. Can Tyrrell get at the end of it? No, he can't. It's won by Woodcock. Woodcock plays the ball left-hand side. Just passes Linfield there. If Linfield had got the end of that, it was a break-on for FC United of Manchester. And
4 minutes.
The ball chipped down the right-hand side. Could it be kept in play by the number two? It can. And here's an opportunity again outside the penalty area. It's the Moncrief. But he loses out. And good play there. And there should be a free kick. And FC take it very quickly. Well played, Kay. Tyrrell now. Plays a lovely ball. This right at this near touchline, left-hand side. Here comes Joe Logan. Logan now. He's just grown in confidence week in, week out. Goes past one. Good defending this time. He needs to get back and win it. He needs to keep walking back, running back and getting it, but he chooses not to, as Tyrrell puts the pressure on there. The ball back to Beasley, just below us now. Beasley all the way back to his goalkeeper. Ooh. Bit of pressure being put on by McCarthy. Does well there, McCarthy. He forces the error as well. Well played, McCarthy. To Walker. Walker now to Jones. Can he top his man of the match performance off with a goal? He has been excellent.
He gives the ball away.
Yeah. There you go. Commentating curse. Always is, always has been, and always will be. As here come Salford City on the halfway line with Don McHale. McHale plays the ball out left hand side. Opportunity now for Askew. Good ball in. It's an opportunity. It's a good defensive save and from Baird again. And Baird's just really just showing his quality there. You've not heard really much of of Hughes in the second half, because Baird has just been there, the one winning the ball, the one getting his in the way and doing things in the right way, in the right manner. A knife 1-2 now between Kay and Askew. Kay and Tyrrell.
Like the Formula One team.
Ball hit long, looping left hand side. It's a great ball, and onside as well. Here's an opportunity for Salford City to get a consolation. The ball comes across everybody, and unfortunately, it's a poor ball which Walker will be able to scramble back and win. And then he clears his lines. It's a poor ball by Walker, and it just allows Salford a little bit of opportunity down the right hand side once again. And Walker does really well this time. And Logan is back there chasing as well. And Logan now just has to think about where to play it. Plays a simple ball to Walker. Walker goes past one, and it'll be a throw-in in the corner flag. And we have regulation 90 minutes up, Paul. I would have thought.
So 89 now.
So into the thanks, Paul. You could have said yes.
There's about 90 seconds.
90 seconds to go, plus any additional time, which there won't be a great deal of, in fairness. As Hughes, his clearance is a poor one this time. Second ball won by Salford, picked up by Woodcock. Woodcock loses out, though. It's a throw-in. And, well, semi-finals for FC United of Manchester now.
Something you said?
No, Ben, nothing to do with me. All Woodrow.
90 minutes from Wembley.
You're in fields.
Ball on the halfway line, won by Tyrrell. Tyrrell plays the ball out wide right hand side to Brady. Brady.
It's Tyrrell Palmer.
Yeah, I know. Because I like his first name, but why use his first name? All right, we'll call it.
That could have been seminal commentary there. That could have been his debut goal, and all it is in the background is Steve Wood going, his name got, it's Palmer.
We've got our
wall. No, we're back again.
Imagine if he was called Palmo. Oh, a Palmo. Anyway, it's Andy Walker. Where? Oh, right. It's all jamming crackers up there. Back again, well done, Ben. There's the ball on the halfway line with Logan. Logan plays the ball out right hand side. Can Palmer get on the end of it? Will McCarthy's there towards the back post, but unfortunately, like Linfield's ball is lacking, shall we say, in a little bit of class. And the ball went up there. There's going to be three additional minutes. And then we're going to go outside and find out whether or not we've been ticketed, to see whether we've all got a ticket, because we've all parked in places that you pretty can't park. But it's completely pitch black round here. So how are you? Well, you pretty walked here. Sorry. You live two streets away. We could have parked out.
Oh well, it's really fascinating stuff, this, you two. Can you just?
If Woodrow Subby's parked two streets away,
I think there's a sitcom in this.
Well, there's a free kick to FC United of Manchester on this near touchline. Hughes does well, and FC United are, well, we can't even say into the hat for the semi-final, because we already know we were going to be playing. Well, one of two. And Woodrow. He's always one for having a chat when you're actually live on air, and he wants to have a conversation. Yeah, it's a one-way conversation. Yeah, you don't have false pretences.
It's not the Steve Wood Cup.
Well, yeah,
they were short-staffed. I told you.
McCarthy.
People were abroad.
I mean, it was obvious. It was a Swampo. It's not less of a sort of wines, you know. Cleggy.
Can he show the wet Tuesday night?
I've done everything.
That's the question.
I've been. Listen,
and Abbey A. And Abbey A.
I'm not shy of going to any game. You know that. Can you be at Main Road? No, it's a good point. Well made, Hursley. Thanks. Can you just text in your abuse, please, from now on, Woodrow, rather than talk to us next to us? Ball comes in. FC United need to defend it again. We've got a couple of texts in. Time for Baird. Said, time for Baird, said Zagreeves. No, look. Oh. Time for Baird, said Zagreeves. What's that?
Is that a chant? What's 34? What country code's 34?
Well,
Spain?
We'll wait for this free kick, and then I'll read these out. Ball whipped in towards the back post, straight into the arms of FC's goalkeeper. We'll be joined by the Greaves clan on Saturday, I think.
Oh, they're
Saturday or Tuesday. They're going to be with us.
What's Tuesday?
got another game.
Alfreton.
Alfreton, that's a rearranged game.
Away?
Home.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so worry. only FC would you hear.
Up.
Only FC would you hear bacon and mushroom balm and FC team sheet in the same sentence. Keep them coming, guys, at Scarf. And then time for bed, said Zebra Greaves. Yes, there we go. And FC United, well, this famous competition that they want to keep hold of, the trophy is already at FC. Semi-final beckons. It's either the mighty Tigers of Hyde United or maybe the Union, the European Union flag bearers and beards and falafel of West Didsbury and Chorlton that await for FC United and Manchester. But here tonight, it's been a story of second half quality performance from the boys in blue, and FC United have won by 3-0, and 3 quality goals at that, all available live, free and exclusive for you to see on Salford City TV later on this evening, or indeed tomorrow. But a really good performance. I'm sure it'll be mirrored in Steve Wood's accurate
match report
that basically for the first 45 minutes he was sat there talking about Berry Market and black pudding. But, and he's got his little satchel on now. It looks like he's got his packed lunch in there. His mum's packed it. Oh, there you go. The first half was a naan bread, and the second half was a curry.
We gave man of the match to Michael Jones, but there has been some cracking performances. We did give Scotty Kay a bit of feedback on Saturday. I do think he's really stepped up to the plate this evening.
Constructive. Yeah, listen. He's got a lot of young kids around him tonight, and he showed him, had a captain's performance. He's not done anything stupid. He's not stood over players and tried to pierce the rears, and he's basically done a captain's role. And I'm pleased for him. I'm pleased for Tom. I'm pleased for everybody else. They've worked hard. They've deserved it from that second half performance. There's all the quality that Salford possessed in that first 45 minutes. They couldn't get past FC's goalkeeper or the defence.
And all the youngsters that played tonight. Joel Senior had a bit of a shaky first half. Second half, he was superb.
He stuck to a task that was more suited than going backwards and forwards in that first half. It was very, very difficult with the way Salford were playing. They said, look, stay back, but when you can move forward, move forward. And that's what he did, and he did it resolutely. He did it with some quality and panache. And certainly...
And Walker as well also had a good game in midfield.
Yeah.
Glynn and Jones were superb. Gilchrist, obviously, is Jason Gilchrist. And Conor McCarthy, I think, had his best performance for FC.
McCarthy played very, very well. Sam Baird equally as well from a defensive perspective. You know, his first game of the season, absolutely superb. And, you know...
I've got to be fair to Braden Hughes as well. They had good games as well.
Braden Hughes, yeah. I mean, you know, the slightly older players in the team, but you know, I think you looked at the youth in the quarter here this evening, and you've seen that, you know, yes, for large parts of that first 45, there were a few problems.
And, we can get Greaves on him.
We could go and grab him. But he's too busy just.
No, he's networking, but we can get him over, can't we?
We can get him over.
Very good. You've not interviewed him yet.
Well, I've not.
Shout him.
I'm not going to shout him.
Shout him.
Oh, give me a second, I'll shout him.
Go on.
Well, I think, yeah, it was a much improved second half performance. And FC have crept into the semi finals of the Manchester Premier Cup like tax evaders.
Topical. Can we get him?
Greasley! Top!
There he comes. Good stuff. So we're going to be hearing from Tom Greaves, and we're into added time here on the batteries front. So this might
it
be
might take him 20 minutes. He's got all the supporters going. Oh, he's coming.
If we do go off air, I'm going to interview him on. We're going to interview him on the iPhone as well, just so we've got the recording.
He's here now anyway, okay. So we'll get a headset.
Thank you, Paul. So we are going to go off air immediately in a second or two, but we are interviewing him on the iPhone too, so this will be available shortly. Tom, welcome.
Cheers, Tom. Thanks for coming up so quickly.
No problem.
It must be quite difficult as well with the hordes of supporters there congratulating you. Listen, third game in. You've already talked, obviously, about Saturday and the positives you could take out of a hard, tough encounter against Stockport County. Coming out tonight, you've rung the changes and you've brought the youth back into the team. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the reasons why you've done that, first of all, and that first half performance, and then we'll talk about the second half.
We knew that lads needed
some game time, especially some of the younger lads and like the likes of Conor McCarthy coming back from injury. So we thought we'd try a different formation as well, going with the three at the back. So we thought we'd got the players to do it. We've asked a lot of Tommy Walker over the last three games.
Yeah.
He's been unbelievable, the lad. You can tell he wants to get forward and he wants to put balls in the box, but we've asked him to do a job and he's done a superb job, so I'm well happy with him. Kieran Glynn again.
Ones of hold on 1 second. Ones of quality always do. Sorry about that, Tom.
No problems. Kieran Glynn's again showing exactly what he can do.
Yeah.
I just love seeing him drive with that ball. He's unbelievable. He just floats with it. He's great. Joel, right back, had a good game. But in the first half, we thought we were getting exposed a little bit. Tom and Joel were just pushing on a bit too much.
Yeah, yeah. I think we would say and agree with that. It was against a young team,
yep,
which was very hard for you to prepare against because you know you don't know three quarters of the players that Salford are playing there this evening.
No,
so
no.
All the preparation in the world is not going to help you. And they're full time, even though they're a younger team this evening. And you could see that in the first 45 minutes. Maybe just pushing on a little bit too much,
yeah,
exposing us at the back a little bit.
Yep.
But you've changed that massively around in the second half. But the great thing, I suppose, is because obviously the last two games you've played in, you've come off in the first game and watched the last 10, 15 minutes.
Yep.
But you've been able to watch a game fully for 90 minutes as the manager there this evening.
Yep.
How is that? Does that give you even more of an insight and give you more understanding of how this team can develop and work?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's some good players there, and I've got a big headache for Saturday now. Conor McCarthy's been quality, and I rang Gilly the other day and I said, look, I want to keep you playing. For me, if a striker's scoring goals, he needs to keep playing games. And again, he's gone and got himself another two goals, so right decision there. There's been some good performances, especially second half. I thought we controlled the game. Like I said, we made the changes. We just had a word with Joel and Tommy, just said, defend first. When you've got the ball, get forward and go create stuff. And they've done it. They were brilliant second half.
Yeah, I mean, from a second half perspective, we thought that we took it to them. We got into the faces a little bit earlier than we did in the first half.
Yeah.
And as you say, those two players, do your role and responsibility first.
Yeah.
And then if you can go on. But as you say, Conor McCarthy coming back from injury, the first half he ran his socks off. Second half he ran his socks off, but with more purpose and more quality.
Yeah.
Baird at the back got quality. Better and better and better,
yeah,
through the game. You can see the quality there. And as you say, I mean, I was watching that first 45 minutes, and all I wanted to do was watch young players. I was really impressed with Salford and a number of their players.
Yeah.
It was good to see the way they played.
Yeah.
But equally, it's great to see our players slowly develop into the game more,
yeah,
and more. Jones, I thought, well, we gave Jones man of the match before.
Yeah.
He was absolutely excellent this evening. Baird and Kieran Glynn. But as you say, it's so refreshing and nice to see these kind of players out there, and this can only do them, you know, more good than harm. Big headache for you, I suppose, on Saturday now then. You know, who's
yeah,
going to be in and who's going to be out. People have come back from suspension,
yeah,
so you've got a big headache.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's been some good performances, and like I said on Saturday, like the lads coming in, it's not a risk them coming in. The good players, they've shown the good players, and that's why originally Carl's brought them in. And I've thought that when I've seen them in training myself and when I've been playing with them. So, yeah, big headaches, but it's good headaches, so that's
and as I'm interviewing this, as we're instigating this interview, Tom's got the biggest smile on his face because obviously now at semi-finals, we know who we're playing. It's going to be either Hyde United away or West Isbury and Chorlton. Now, we played West Isbury and Chorlton last season, 7-1, 8-1, I think, yeah, at our place, but it's going to be away game. Going to be looking forward to that. We know that, you know, you're not going to be the full-time manager, but, you know, you're going to gain a huge amount of experience from what you have here, and whoever comes in,
yeah,
is going to be relying on you anyway to give and help, I'm sure, and shoulder to shoulder, you can work with and develop yourself as a player because you've got plenty more, legs to go and many more games to go for FC United. But it's got to be. You've gained a huge amount of experience.
Yeah.
You understand what it's like to be on the touchline. You've got a big two games ahead of us now. We've got Telford on Saturday.
Yeah.
And again, after the cup defeat against them, we'll want to be putting that right. And then we've got Alfreton on Tuesday. Do you know, at this moment in time, how long you're going to be in this role for, or are you just playing game by game? You're certainly going to be in there on Saturday, I would expect,
yeah,
and then possibly Tuesday, but you just listen, you get a call from Damien, he tells you what's going on.
Yeah, he's keeping in touch a lot. I speak to him on a daily basis. We're literally just taking it a training session, and a game at a time. And like you say, I'm learning from it. I'm enjoying it, and I've enjoyed tonight. It would have been nice to go on and grab a goal, but it's what it is. I've enjoyed standing at the side tonight, and like you say, watching from there.
And does it affect your your day to day job now? Because obviously you're out, you know, with doing football all day with younger kids. Has it affected that in the respect of you having to maybe deal with other things that you've not had to deal with before, or you just do your day job and then in the evening getting a call from Damien, or you know, because obviously you know Terrell's coming to the team. There's speculation there may be other players coming in there. So you could, is it changing your day to day sort of life at this moment in time, or is it pretty still the same?
My phone does not stop at all. There's managers contacting me, offering me players, wanting players to come out on loan and dual reg and things like that. On that respect, yeah. And obviously dealing with players that are not involved and you've got to leave out the squad and things like that. It's difficult, but it's something that, again, I'm learning and I'm enjoying doing.
Well, listen, you carry on learning. You keep looking at me.
I've got a question to ask.
Well, just tap me on the shoulder then.
I did, I went like that.
What, you didn't?
Sorry, this is what we normally do, Tom. Just one other point is, you did training last night.
Yeah.
And that's not really been done at FC, as far as I'm aware, before. Is that something that you've all come to agreement on, that after Saturday it'd be good before this game tonight, that you work on shape and that kind of thing?
Yeah, and that's exactly what we did. We knew that we were going to go with the three at the back, so... It's different. It's a different formation to what the lads used to. So we thought we'd get them in and work on that. And they were all great. I mean, they've got families, they've got jobs, and literally every single one of them were there. So, yeah, we just thought with two midweekers coming up, we're not going to see them training as much. It's only been two training sessions.
Yeah, yeah.
So we mentioned coming in on Monday night, on Saturday, and like I said, the lads have been great from minute one since they found out that I was going to be doing this. And again, I just can't fault them. They've all been absolutely superb.
Well, we'll leave it with the last text of the evening. And this comes in, and this is from Tom's mum, who sends her congratulations, and she'll see us all on Saturday. So, listen, well done. It's nice that you're enjoying it. There's a smile on your face. You put a smile on a lot of supporters' faces this evening. The youngsters are being blooded. Ben's been happy all evening, which you very, very seldom see. And we can move on to Saturday. Out training on Thursday, into the game on Saturday. So, listen, as always, we know the quality of you. We know what a nice gentleman you are, and you know, now making decisions in a different way that you've never had to do before, and doing it very well. So congratulations.
Well, I appreciate that, chaps. Cheers.
Thank you, Tom. Right. So I think we can go now, and just
say goodbye to everybody, rather than we can just go now.
Well,
not very nice.
I'd just like to congratulate the people at Apple Macintosh, who provided us with a laptop which was 85% when we started. The battery is now red. So we're going to go off air. A big thank you to you, dear listener, for joining us. Keep it fcmradio.co.uk. Coming up next is Gonna Raise Hell, then The Very Metal Show, and then Goth Moths and Manx at midnight this evening. And don't forget as well, look out for all the interviews on our Audio Boom page tomorrow and on our Facebook page as well. But a big thank you to Swamper, a big thank you to Stato Paul, a big thank you to our host Salford.
Thanks very much, Salford. Were there any people in the ground?
And we're going to go now.
Congratulations,
right. Onwards and upwards. We'll see you all on Saturday for that match against Telford back at Broadus.
Just let you know, by the way, if we've got a parking ticket,
all donations, FCM Radio,
/donate. Thanks very much. Take care, guys.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.